Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
Just 2 minutes, they shop, you save. They do all the work. Insure on the spot. Shops a network of insurance companies. Rates as low as $35 a month. No license, head tickets, accidents, or need a SR-22. Don't worry, they insure everyone. Call Insure on the spot at 773-202-5060. That's 773-202-5060. To get your quote, Insure on the spot.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. The Aroldis Chapman acquisition for the Cubs is not really a simple one. Manager Joe Maddon today addressing the number of the issues of baggage that are attached to Chapman and says he hopes to get a dialogue going soon.
As our new pitcher walks in today, I'll sit down and talk to him probably through an interpreter and really try to start beginning to get to understand him. And that's the best I can do. And then from there, attempt to hopefully influence them in a positive way, as well as the rest of our group. Listen, we got a great clubhouse and a fabulous group of guys, so I really believe there's going to be a lot of positives coming from the rest of the group to him.
Maddon with Spiegel and Goff today, who was in studio. Chapman will be available out of the Cubs' bullpen tonight. They will take on the White Sox again. The Crosstown Series continues. It is the second of four straight games the two teams play against each other. Kyle Hendricks gets the start. James Shields is pitching for the White Sox. Also, Cubs owner Tom Ricketts was on with Mully and Hanley today here on The Score, and you can hear that on 670thescore.com. Other baseball notes, outfielder Melvin Upton Jr., he'll go to the Blue Jays in a trade. According to reports, the Padres getting a prospect in return. Football, former Bears kick returner Devin Hester has been released by the Falcons. He has been dealing with injury. In fact, had surgery on his toe. And also, former Bears defensive end Corey Wooten has announced he's retiring. And one other NFL note, Adam Schefter reports the Lions are planning to sign receiver Anquan Boldin on a one-year contract. The Bears, by the way, are going to be in training camp. They will report to Bourbonnais tomorrow. Basketball, the Cavaliers have extended coach Ty Lue for five seasons. This update brought to you by the Kane County Cougars. Great fun, food, and fireworks. KCCougars.com for tickets. And the security leader for over 140 years, trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. 670 weather cleared overnight and a low of 71. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 86. I'm Chris Ranji. You're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. Next broadcast tonight at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the White Sox. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Howard Orloff Volvo, online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Everybody I knew here is dead.
Steve Stone.
Grilled pork chop sandwich, and it's sure to be an inside the pork home run.
Did you take your medicine today or not?
No, I'm fresh out.
Chicago White Sox television analyst.
We are waiting on a report on Todd Frazier.
All right. I just saw him. And
Cy Young Award winner.
I really had no talent whatsoever at most anything, except I could play a little baseball.
670 The Score's Baseball Insider.
Of course, they didn't have Asian pitchers back in those days here, but they had guys with some unusual motions.
They had them, but they were in Japan.
Yes. Steve Stone.
Wilson Ramos. That one offseason a couple years ago, he was abducted in his home country and found a couple years later. A couple days later, I should say. A couple years ago. It would have been a long time.
That's a long time in captivity. Apparently, nobody wanted to deliver the ransom.
It's a three-day situation. 2-2.
Steve Stone with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
He's on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Visit them today for oil changes starting at $18.99. On Twitter, you find him at Steve Stone, and he's with us now on The Score. Now, this guy could fill out that controversial uniform like nobody's business. And, of course, there was the one time where they wanted the entire team to wear promotional jock straps, and Steve went through with a linoleum knife, just destroying all of them. And so, you know, it happens to the best of us. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Dan. How are you, Matt? How you doing?
Good, Stoney. How you doing, bud?
Delightful.
All right, that whole situation, you know, we've heard from Chris Sale talking about how it would affect the way he would pitch, and that's why he didn't want to wear them. Let me ask you, since you are, you know people in the organization, guys that run the organization, if that truly is the case, and it prohibited Chris Sale from pitching at the top level in which he pitches at, if he would have gone to someone and said, we need to resolve this situation, would they have resolved the situation for Chris Sale?
Well, you're asking me a hypothetical question on two different aspects. I don't know what they would have done. I'm not sure what Chris would have done. I know what Chris did, and I know what happened as a result of it. So I think what the White Sox are trying to do at this point is make sure that this is in the rearview mirror, let him go out Thursday, pitch as well as he can pitch, which is awfully well, and just consider one of those things that hopefully won't happen again. I think it was something that a lot of people will remember forever as one of the most unusual occurrences in baseball. But as far as having an effect on anything, I don't think it's really going to.
Well, there is also the question of what it means for how he's viewed across the league. And it doesn't necessarily hurt his trade value. It certainly doesn't help it, but it probably doesn't hurt it because he's still that pitcher with that contract and that arm. And now the latest we're hearing is there's reports Phil Rogers is reporting that the Boston Red Sox might be one of the teams interested as well. What is the starting pitching market look like right now? And I'm just wondering how the White Sox are going to make some of these decisions about trying to move some of their assets.
Well, if you're looking at someone with the value of Chris Sale, the value is enormous. And it's enormous to a number of different teams because he's one of the guys that would take a team that has a fairly starting rotation and make it really strong. He's a number one starting pitcher. I don't know. There are too many guys out there that are 14-3 with a ball club that's under 500, but Chris Sale is exactly that. I don't think this is going to affect his market value one iota. I do believe that there's a number of teams out there that dearly want a starter. One of them is Boston. Another probably would be Texas. And another one, because I don't think they're going to get great news out of Clayton Kershaw, is the Los Angeles Dodgers that find themselves, as we speak, three games in back of San Francisco. Now, right now, they've got a legitimate shot of catching the Giants. They don't without Kershaw the rest of the way, but they would with a bona fide starting pitcher. So looking at availability of these guys, it's maybe even a bit more than when David Price went on the open market. I think you're going to get, if you choose, and I don't know what Rick is going to do. I'm not sure what the White Sox are thinking at all in this respect. But if they make Chris Sale available in a what-am-I-bid basis, you're going to get exceptionally talented returns for him. Boston is one of those guys that has a loaded farm system. They've got lots of guys. Texas has lots of guys. The Dodgers, if they so choose, have a lot of guys. And so, if you're looking at an organization builder, he's one of those. It could very well be that this all becomes a moot point and that he's kept and kept for many years to come. You don't find many guys that good under control at a reasonable price as long as Chris Sale is under control. So the value is astonishing. The question for the White Sox, and they have to ask this, will they be a better team with Chris Sale going someplace else and getting the haul that they'll get in return, or will they be better keeping Chris Sale and building around him? And then the next question that would come up is, how exactly are you going to build around him? If they can answer that question, I think they'd just as soon like to keep Chris Sale.
You know, last night was a fun game to watch, Stoney. And looking at the bottom of the sixth inning when Frazier went deep on Jake Arrieta, the first three batters, I mean, he had a hard time locating the strike zone. He went 3-1, 3-1, 2-1 on Cabrera, Abreu, and Morneau. When you look back at your pitching career, and you saw those times where you had a hard time locating the strike zone, you weren't getting the strike zone that you wanted, what did you do to kind of compensate in the middle of a game, or was there a certain pitch you went to, or was there something that you did differently when you weren't exactly locating the ball like you wanted to?
Well, I think that's a big problem, and I mentioned at the top of that inning when I watched Arrieta throw, even though he was throwing a few pitches in the strike zone, looked to me, and I said on the air, that for the first time tonight, Jake Arrieta is vulnerable. I felt because he was missing, and missing badly, on pitches where he was trying to throw it outside, he was throwing it inside, he was trying to throw it down, they were going up, and I felt that the Sox had a bona fide shot at him. As it turned out, they did. I think I had a few more pitches than Jake had, although my stuff wasn't near as good as Jake's is. But I had a couple of more pitches to try to use to get over the plate to compensate for situations where I couldn't get the ball exactly where I wanted to. Now, he had that enchanted year last year, and there's a whole lot of folks who believe that in order for the Cubs to get it done this year, he has to have the same kind of year. That's ridiculous. He's not going to have the same kind of year. Very few people will ever have a kind of year where you have a 1.77 ERA for a full season. That was magnificent. But Jake's a terrific pitcher. And compensating for an inning where you just can't locate your stuff, a lot of times you're going to give up runs. You have to hope your team scores you more. And it looked for a bit like the Cubs were about to do that last night. And then all of a sudden, I think you saw for the first time since 1962, you saw the Sox complete three consecutive walk-off wins. That doesn't happen too often, and it hasn't happened in a long time. So, yes, I think you're right, Matt. It was a really exciting game.
You know, this is a question I've been meaning to ask you. It's more a general question about pitching and maybe about athletics, too, because you've played other sports. When you watch Arrieta and you know how aware he is, there is different athletes, different elite athletes, whatever they do, whatever they have to make their bodies do, and that connection between body and brain, some have more proprioceptive awareness than others. Like, they understand exactly what their body is doing, and they know when something's even slightly off. And there's sometimes golfers are great at talking about this, about the little things they understand, the muscle memory required in their swing. When you were pitching, how reliant were you on an outside observer seeing something about the height of your hands, or something about your balance, or something about your landing foot? And how much did you just inherently, innately know because it's what you do?
Well, the first thing you have to realize is it takes an intellectual leap to be able to get yourself to the point where the physical aspect of your sport takes a secondary role to the intellectual or the mental aspect of your sport, because that's what separates the men from the boys. The greatest pitcher, or arguably the greatest pitcher ever, Sandy Koufax, said he had his great stuff 25% of the time, which left him 75% of the time learning how to win with less than his best. And so you have to make your mind work for you when your body is not 100%, because it's not going to be 100% all that much. And I think the smarter pitchers, and we've seen a number of them over the years, Greg Maddux would fall into that category, Tom Glavine would fall into that category, guys obviously gifted physically, but intellectually they were supremely gifted, and they could almost will themselves to come up with an idea that would change the dynamic of what's going to happen on a given day. In other words, I don't have good stuff today. I know that. And so I'm going to have to compensate by doing something completely against what I usually do. I remember facing the Yankees two times in the course of 5 days. And the first time I used all curveballs, which was my pitch. And I beat them for just the second time in my career. And 5 days later, I had to face them again. I couldn't face them the same way. They had seen exactly how I wanted to get them out. So if I went to my strength as opposed to my weakness, probably I would have lost that game. But instead of depending on that, I started to throw a lot of sliders and a lot of cutters and change speeds more than I normally would that first time. That was making an intellectual adjustment as opposed to a physical adjustment, understanding where I was, understanding what they were looking for, and trying to compensate for it before the fact. So I think the smarter pitchers, I think the guys that truly understand the mental aspect of competition are guys that are able to adjust. Once you learn that, you can get over the days physically where you don't have it. And those are the guys who consistently, year after year, start after start, go out and give you a really good effort on days when they don't strike out 10 or 11 and walk one and everything is on the corner exactly where they want to throw it. And those guys are the guys that are truly valuable. But it takes a while to learn that. You just don't come up from the minor leagues and you're the intellectual finished product. I think it takes a while. I think the physical aspect of the game, and it always surprised me because the game has always had four or five physical trainers for what I believe is about 25% of the game, and very few mental trainers for 75% of the game, because everybody will tell you the game is 75% mental. Well, if it's 75% mental, what are we doing with four or five physical trainers? Why are we neglecting the 75% that's mental? Now, teams are getting better at that. There's a lot of psychologists attached to baseball teams, but you need competition consultants. To me, teaching a guy how to compete, how to make his mind dictate what his body is going to do, will make everybody a whole lot better.
Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty fascinating there, that answer to that question, talking about the mental aspect of the game. When you look at last night's loser in Mike Montgomery, who comes over from Seattle, mm-hmm. who is pitching exceptional this season for Seattle, comes over to the Cubs, and he's struggled in his two outings. Mm-hmm. He's getting pounded. And when you look at his game logs this year, he's pitched in, and he doesn't have losses himself, but he's pitched a majority of losses for Seattle this year. Now he comes from that situation to the Cubs, who have the best record in baseball, and he's in a very different situation. Is that the mental aspect of where he's at now? Do you think that's affecting him physically to be able to perform like he was before?
Well, understand that I don't know Mike Montgomery very well. I know his history. I know the fact that at one point he was as highly regarded as any young prospect when he came up through the Kansas City organization. But it's a different philosophy to go to a team that's expected to win as opposed to a team that's hoping to win. This year, unlike 2 years ago and a number of years before that, the Cubs are absolutely expecting to win each and every time out. You can hear it when you listen to Anthony Rizzo, when you listen to a number of the guys who have been around the Cubs for a while. They believe this is going to be their year and genuinely believe that. It's not just paying lip service to it. They've got a very good team. So now Montgomery comes over and he's expected to win. I don't know what his thought process is. I know he's trying to get people out like he usually does. He made a bad pitch to Saladino. That pitch was up in his face out over the strike zone. He took it right back up the middle. I know he gave up a home run to Nieuwendyce. That was a three-run homer, the only home run Nieuwendyce has hit up a left-hander this year. Well, he's only been here two outings. Give him a chance to settle in. Give him a chance, because it's disruptive when a guy gets traded in the middle of a season. Emotionally, some guys handle it much better than others. And if you haven't been traded in the middle of the season, you don't know how that works. So I think the Cubs will give him the opportunity to pitch a lot more. Obviously, with Chapman coming over, everybody's going to be slotted down anyway. So now, who knows when he's going to come in? Probably isn't going to be a whole lot of time, in the ninth inning. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but his stuff is good enough to be very, very successful. I think they probably made a good trade for what they gave up, and we'll see what happens. Nobody really knows how a guy is going to play for a championship caliber team until he actually gets there. And that's why some guys fail and some guys succeed. You have to figure out which is which. And then I know Joe Maddon will use him accordingly.
Before we let you go, the incident in Seattle when the White Sox decided that they weren't going to tip the clubbies per protocol because the Mariners instituted a program where a percentage of those tips actually had to go through the team mm-hmm. before they got into the hands of the clubbies. Let some people know what the protocol is around MLB and what actually happened there, because it's hard. A lot of people don't quite understand what that was.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the new protocol is. All I remember from the time that I played, and obviously we are not involved with the clubbies at this point, but the clubbies work very hard for each and every member of the team as far as their uniforms, their spikes, what they provide for them, and the food and the things you get in the clubhouse. They do a pretty good job, and up until this latest new twist to whatever it is that they're doing, you would pay the clubhouse guy directly, and then they would distribute to all the guys that work there the money. I don't quite understand the situation with the team getting 60% of whatever it is they were getting. So, you know, it's hard for me to understand why the team gets involved in that, but for some reason, Jerry DePoto and his folks decided that that was going to be the case, and our guys apparently took exception to that and wanted to pay the clubhouse guys directly, and they're going to see to it that they are. And, of course, it came out in the paper today that they're trying to get other teams to do the same thing. I would be hoping that the guys in the clubhouse get the requisite amount of money. They work awfully hard. And, you know, it's not like these guys are buying big houses or driving really big cars. They work hard for the money they get, and I think the players want to make sure that they get it all and not filter it through the organization, because then you never quite are sure where exactly it's going to go. So I think that was the purpose for it, and I can't speak for the ball players, and I can't talk about the decision they made. That's how it came out, and I think that's how the players would like to see it. Now we'll have to see how the teams react to that.
All right, so tonight, James Shields, Kyle Hendricks. Shields with five quality starts in a row. Hendricks is 4-0 in his last four starts with an ERA of 0.68, so we should see like a 10-11 ball game.
Well, Hendricks has been terrific, and he has the one thing that makes it very difficult on hitters. He can throw his changeup whenever he wants to. He's got pinpoint control. He showed that at times during his career, but this year he seems to be putting it all together. When you look at his body of work this year, he's actually the number one pitcher of the Chicago Cubs. Nobody has thrown better than Hendricks. I expect it's going to be a tough game. James Shields is throwing it real well. Last night there was so much excitement at the ballpark, and there was so much noise on both sides of the equation. I'm just happy to see it at U.S. Cellular Field. We'll see the same thing at Wrigley when we go over there for the final two. But I'm looking for an exciting game. It was something that that added a little adrenaline to everybody last night, and I don't think tonight's going to be any exception.
Steve, thank you.
Okay, guys, have a good rest of the show, and I'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks,
that
Tony.
That is Steve Stone, the television analyst for White Sox Baseball.
See, I just wish he would bring some of his dry humor and sarcasm out. You know, interviews, broadcasts, that kind of. I think it'd be really entertaining if you would do that.
312-644-6767. We had some lively discussion with some strange people to begin the show regarding.
That's your opinion. Don't speak for me.
Now it does appear that everybody is picking up on Chris Sale blaming his manager for his childish, petulant tirade, an outburst that really was the outburst of a crazy person. That people have made the point, if your kid does that, you're taking him to a hospital. He's immediately going
that's
for
what I'm saying. There's something wrong.
Yeah. That's, if someone who I does mean, that, you take for a psych workup.
Again, sports is a different world. It's not real life. It's not the real world. The world those guys live and operate in. I understand that. I understand that as a guy. I get it. But to be able to go from point A to point B where he takes a knife and slashes jerseys, there is something wrong.
What's the knife doing there in the first place?
Oh, I don't know exactly the White Sox clubhouse as well as I know the old clubhouse in Wrigley, but the kitchen was right there, and so that way you had professional chefs there making food.
Well, he didn't
for these
have
guys.
Like some sort of Rambo knife or something,
or
like
that's very possible.
Crocodile Dundee. So, that's like, not a knife.
A kitchen type knife might be very accessible.
Right.
Movie reference.
Or when I was covering the Cubs in 2011, it wouldn't be uncommon to see hunting equipment sent to the clubhouse because these guys were all hunters.
Right.
So it wouldn't be uncommon if it were some type of knife that a guy would have for recreation purposes. Or again, a kitchen knife wouldn't be that too hard to get a hold of to cut. You know, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's one there as a box cutter. These guys get stuff sent there all the time.
Chainsaw.
Right. Like the number of like bow and arrows and stuff that I would see in guys' lockers.
If Burley's around, you're going to,
I was at the Cubs thing. It was crazy. James Russell. Like he had like a bow and arrow was always sent to like he had to hide him from someone so he had him sent to the clubhouse
just in case he had to shoot an elk or something like immediately after the
game. No, just for whatever reason you have it sent there. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know where he was living, whatever it might have been. But yeah, so
a knife
wouldn't be that all that uncommon for a guy to get a hold of.
This is the Boers and Bernstein show. We're off a little bit early today because of baseball. Lynn Casper's going to join us later, and David Schuster's going to join us later. There is plenty to talk about, not just Chris Sale saying, "Well, Robin didn't." Fight hard enough, and that's why I had to cut up all the jerseys. It's the manager's fault. I just want to win. Duh.
You know, real quick, too, a couple football notes here that affect the
terribly late.
Bears division.
Can we get to them right on the other side? Sure, all right, a couple football notes next on the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Kidde. Worry-free smoke and CO alarms. White Sox pitcher Chris Sale apologized for cutting up his throwback, missing a start because of it, abandoning the fight, and then putting himself in position to get suspended by the team for 5 games. Yes, he is sorry. Sort of. Not really. In fact, not at all. He said, in part, quote, "Do I regret standing up for what I believe in? Absolutely not. Do I regret saying business should not be first before winning? Absolutely not." So as apologies go, that's pretty much one of the worst ones ever. In fact, that's not even an apology. That's an explanation. If you really were in it to win it, you would have just taken the ball and done your job. And you're definitely not sorry or owning it if you run the manager under the bus in the same apology, something else he did. So you can go ahead and run that apology back once again because that one doesn't work. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, my name is Bill Bates. As a former convenience store owner, I sold tobacco items every day to customers who longed to quit but had very few healthy alternatives. I sought products to help these customers and discovered Jake's Mint Chew, made from USDA certified organic mint. Jake's packs like chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. If you want to provide Jake's Mint Chew at your store or are looking to quit dipping yourself, go to jakesmintchew.com. We're available in 11 delicious flavors, including new apple spice. Chew healthy, chew mint, and order your Jake's Mint Chew today.
If you're a homeowner, you have combinations you can't dream of living without. You got your washer, dryer, refrigerator, freezer, of course. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you were probably first in line to buy that drill with the flashlight in the handle. But there's one combination for homeowners you don't always think of. Combining your home and auto insurance with State Farm. It's not just simple and convenient. It can also save you some cash. Your State Farm agent is here to help make it easy with the coverage you need at a great price. In fact, if you own a home in the Chicago area, you could save big, just like customers all over the country who save an average of $761 when combining home and auto with State Farm. Make your life easier and save a few bucks. Go with a natural combination and combine your home and auto with State Farm. We're here to help. Just talk to your agent. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM or go to statefarm.com. Average household savings based on 2015 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
681.
Ryan Kelly is Chicagoland's only home loan expert. He knows how evil credit card debt can be, the never-ending monthly payments, draining your checking account every month. Let Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team help you with the perfect loan to get rid of all that credit card debt. Call the Home Loan Expert at 773-770-4727 and ask about a cash-out refinance to lower your mortgage payment and let you get the cash out you need to stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Call Ryan Kelly, Chicagoland's Home Loan Expert, today, 773-770-4727, or apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage License.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet. Name your price. A tool, an idea, an inspiration to do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh, no, but to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Attention, are you turning 65 and don't know what your Medicare plan options are? Are you already on Medicare and unhappy with your current plan? Medicare providers can help you choose the plan that is right for you. Call us today at 855-408-4081 and we'll connect you with a licensed agent to help you determine which Medicare plan fits your needs the best. You may also be eligible for a special enrollment period. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call today at 855-408-4081.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-351-7213. Our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-351-7213. 800-351-7213.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Cubs owner Tom Ricketts calls the decision to trade for Aroldis Chapman a good one.
We've got a whole process in place that the league and the union have put in place that was all followed. He's performed well under that process. He's been a good teammate this year. all those facts and circumstances kind of lead us back to this is a good decision for the Cubs.
Rick, it's with Mully and Hanley today here on The Score. Now, the Cubs are taking on the White Sox again at U.S. Cellular Field, and this time they will have Chapman available in uniform in the bullpen. Kyle Hendricks will be the starter for them. James Shields is pitching for the Sox. Joe Maddon was also on The Score today. He was in studio with Spiegel and Goff. You can hear that whole thing on 670thescore.com. Also in baseball, Melvin Upton Jr. traded to Toronto. The Padres getting a prospect in return. Former Bears kick returner Devin Hester released by Atlanta. And also former Bears defensive end Corey Wooten announces he is retiring. The Bears, of course, will report to training camp tomorrow. The Packers have begun their training camp. Receiver Jordy Nelson on the PUP list after tweaking his surgically repaired right knee. Nelson believes the setback to be minor, though. This update brought to you by the Kane County Cougars. Fun for the whole family. KCCougars.com for tickets. And the Arlington Million Saturday, August 13th, at beautiful Arlington International Racecourse. Experience the biggest day of racing in Illinois with exclusive ticketed packages and big ways to win. Visit ArlingtonPark.com for tickets. Not just any day, one in a million. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. Our next broadcast is tonight at 5:35. Cubs take on the White Sox. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Chris, thank you. Don't miss our State Farm Crosstown Rivalry coverage on The Score this week. State Farm, talk to an agent today. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM. And I have had the strangest couple of days. There's something going on that's strange as in this one spot in between here and my car. Like right at the corner of Columbus and Illinois.
Okay.
A couple of odd things have happened in the last few days.
All right, I bet you're going to tell us.
Okay. First of all,
you are.
Okay. First of all, I was walking, and there's a lot of tourists. There's a lot of hotels around there. Mm-hmm. A lot of tourists and people looking at upside down maps and falling victim to the scam artists and everything.
It happens a lot in the city.
Yeah, getting there.
Popular place.
It's just one of those places where you've got the confluence of the different hotel mm-hmm. sort of air walkways. And I'm walking, and I see a guy right in front of me as I'm walking toward him do an absolute slapstick pratfall.
He's walking
normally, and it reminded me of like Hank Azaria's character in The Birdcage, Agador Spartacus, when he's wearing the shoes
I never saw it.
Yeah,
movie reference.
And he has these great moments where he just falls and lands flat on his back. And this guy,
so you see this guy fall, and he's parallel to the ground, up in the air,
just woo. Okay. And bang, right on the concrete. He was okay. He didn't hit his head, but I couldn't believe it. And then I look. And what had happened was he had slipped on a banana peel. Literally, his heel right on the banana peel, and exactly what it would be out of an old cartoon. I'd never in my life seen it before. And it was completely accidental. He was just walking blithely down the street and slipped on a banana peel. Like, oh my God, dude, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. You realize you just slipped on a banana peel.
See, now, when you first told me that, my reaction was better because it's a pretty funny story.
I couldn't believe it.
There's two things about that. Number one, amazing that he slipped on a banana peel.
Right.
Number two, more amazing is that you actually stopped to see if he was okay. I mean, that's the story right there.
All right, well, then we'll have you be the judge of the second story here.
Okay.
Okay? Same spot. And all right. All of the scam artists and panhandlers and the guys are out. You know, you got some guys who are sort of benevolent about it, like my guy Homeless, the guy who blows the bubbles. I got the guy in front of Bockwinkles who was really mad the other day because there was a drunk guy passed out. And he's just pointing at it. He's like, man, I can't move him. I'm like, that's your post. That's your spot.
He had his spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was passed out. He wasn't even asking for money. He was just lying there sleeping. Says, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I said, I think you got to wait him out, or we can kind of, you know, roll him out of there. I can help you. He's like, no, I'll just wait. So anyway, church bus was down there.
Oh,
okay.
Now,
the
guy.
Yeah. I once gave him $20 because he got me because he said his church bus broke down. And ever since then, every so often, well, you know, part of most days I do a lap through Bockwinkles because they have, if they're chicken, the cold chicken, the rotisserie chicken, if it hasn't sold, sometimes at the end of the day, you can get like the leg quarters for like a buck. So I figure I'll have them in the fridge anyway, right?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Because it's one of my favorite things in the world. They're rotisserie chicken.
Okay.
And I buy cold chicken and I put it in my, you know, get a bag of it, I bring it home. I do something with it. You know, maybe I make chicken fried rice or something for the kids, whatever. So they had the leg quarters there, the big, yummy leg quarters.
Okay.
And I bought 2 pounds of it for like $2.
All right.
And
so $1 a pound.
Yeah, and every once in a while, okay, if I see one of the guys I know, you know, I'll give him a, you know, some food or something because I happen to have it.
You throw it at him or do you hand it to him?
No, and I saw Church Bus, right?
Okay.
And he's going through his thing. My Church Bus broke down. And I waited for him to get the money. And he gets the money. And I walk up to him. I said, hey, how's it going? I said, hey. I said, you want a piece of chicken? He's like, yeah. So I give him a huge, you know, leg quarter of chicken.
Yeah.
I said, here. And he looks at me and goes, this is cold.
He was mad at you?
Yes. Oh, boy. Come on. Seriously? Cold? You're mad because it's cold?
It's kind of a Richard move, though, isn't it, Matt, to give someone cold chicken without telling them first? A
little bit. Yeah, you could have said, I have cold chicken. Would you like some?
Is there an assumption if I say piece of chicken that it's good? I have a microwave on me?
What's cold chicken?
Wait, put it in my pants?
What if you were to offer him a plate of pasta? He would expect it to be warm. What if it was cold?
It's a pasta salad, perhaps. I mean,
well, then you would have said pasta salad.
I was a little taken aback. I was like,
did you take it back from him? Did you grab it back?
No.
Beat him with it?
Like, come on.
Did you call the police?
This man is not properly satisfied with his chicken.
Real quick before I forget, a couple of football notes.
Yes, thank you.
That are part of the Bears division. SI reporting that the Lions, I don't know if this is even new, but I just saw it, that they're close to signing a one-year deal with Anquan Boldin.
I saw that.
And Jordy Nelson on the PUP list with a knee injury, but not the knee that was just repaired because he missed all of last season, but the other knee.
Calling it just a hiccup.
Yes,
is the
just
word
a hiccup. Is what
Jordy
saying.
Nelson used. He's going on the
but
PUP
on
list.
On the PUP list.
With a hiccup.
Yes.
Hmm.
And, you know, also, too, the Packers opened their training camp yesterday, which shows why they are head and shoulders above the Bears because they're already at it. They're going after it already. Their camp opened yesterday.
You see Eddie Lacy?
He looked great.
Uh-huh.
He looked really good. That's one thing I noticed. They showed a picture of him riding up on a bicycle into camp, and they didn't even remark about it in the picture itself, but he looked fantastic.
This is Lou calling from his car. He's on the Score.
Hi, Lou.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Are you the guy that fell?
No.
Oh.
I was at Niagara Falls, and I saw this display, and it made me think of what you were talking about.
Okay.
In the early 20th century, one of the guys that went over the falls in a barrel, you know, and survived. A week later, he's on his victory tour. He slipped on a banana peel, broke his neck, and died.
Thanks, Lou.
Niagara Falls. Did you see the news anchor in Georgia who died a couple days ago because she was hiking and she waded into a river and she slipped and went over like a 150-foot waterfall and died?
All right. Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Okay, here we go.
Well, no, if there's a possibility of you going into this body of water,
if you know there's a waterfall,
there's a possibility
down the river,
of you getting trapped in the water and going over a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't go in that water.
Probably not.
Same thing. That's why I have zero sympathy for people that go in shark infested water. People that go into water where there's alligators. Like there was a story a week or two ago I saw on a Sunday morning news. Woman goes into alligator-infested water. She gets bit by an alligator. They go after, capture the alligator, and kill it. Why? Why? Alligator's in its water. Didn't, like, you know, didn't crawl out of the water. Didn't break into her house and bite her while she was in bed. She goes in gator-infested water, gets bit, so they kill the alligator. That's dumb. If you go into a river and there's a possibility of getting thrown over some falls and you're going to die, you shouldn't be in that water.
Yeah, she was in a creek at the top of Rainbow Falls, lost her footing on algae-covered rocks.
There you go.
And then was thrown over the 160-foot waterfall.
Sorry,
to death.
Zero sympathy. And if she was taking a selfie or playing Pokemon, then she deserved it.
Yeah, we're getting the Period. Rash of Pokemon injuries right
I heard,
now.
I heard a kid this morning got struck by lightning while playing Pokemon Go. Yeah, so he's just walking along and not paying attention, all of a sudden got hit by lightning.
Ouch.
Yeah, I would think that would be an ouch.
He's Matt Abaticola. I'm Dan Bernstein, and we've got a lot more to come. Talking a lot of baseball today because the Cup.
It's the Crosstown Classic, man.
In the balance.
Yeah.
And
I was a little more emotional about a game last night than I normally am.
It was a fun game.
I was angry that it was eaten and that weirdo Saladino. He's a weird-looking guy. You know, then it's eaten, running around. Hey, it just, you know, it stung more that it was that guy.
You got the whole ass clown look going today, don't you?
I do.
Cubby's t-shirt, the backwards camo hat.
Yeah, I wore a hat today because I was all out of hair products. I couldn't, you know, so I just threw a hat on after the shower.
I didn't see it. You got the cargo shorts and flip-flops going?
No, I got I don't wear cargo shorts. I'm an adult.
I love cargo shorts.
I know. Yeah, I'm not you or a toddler. I wear regular shorts.
Yeah, when Hank came in, I'm looking at him like, yeah, we're dressed the same.
Did you see that? Did you see that picture I tweeted out of Hank when him and I were downtown here hanging out that day? We came in. We went to Bliss. It's a cake boutique right here on Wabash. And they sell many cupcakes.
Oh, and Street Yanni was there.
Street Yanni was in the background of the picture. Yeah,
yes, he
looked
that
all
was
defeated
awesome.
And tired. Yeah, so I got a picture of my guy, Big Bank Hank, with Street Yanni in the background.
WSCR The Score.
Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio talks Cubs with the Mully and Hanley Show tomorrow morning at 8.
You're going to need 15, 20 pitchers maybe through the course of the year. It's not a really good year. So being able to acquire a young, hard-throwing left-handed pitcher that you can control is pretty attractive.
Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio with Mully and Hanley only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs. Brought to you by Ziegler, Schaumburg, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. For a great experience, visit Ziegler, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you looking for quality eye care for the next phase of your life? VSP Direct has individual vision plans to meet your unique vision care needs. You'll get great coverage on eye exams, progressive lenses, and frames from a VSP doctor you can trust. Call 855-401-1432 to start seeing the next phase of your life more clearly. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details, 855-401-1432.
If you're a homeowner, you have combinations you can't dream of living without. You've got your washer-dryer, refrigerator-freezer, of course. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you were probably first in line to buy that drill with the flashlight in the handle. But there's one combination for homeowners you don't always think of. Combining your home and auto insurance with State Farm. It's not just simple and convenient. It can also save you some cash. Your State Farm agent is here to help make it easy with the coverage you need at a great price. In fact, if you own a home in the Chicago area, you could save big, just like customers all over the country who save an average of $761 when combining home and auto with State Farm. Make your life easier and save a few bucks. Go with a natural combination and combine your home and auto with State Farm. We're here to help. Just talk to your agent. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM or go to statefarm.com. Average household savings based on 2015 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard.
like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people, and their cars, and Progressive. And the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kind of seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.
Business built for business. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The ball hit hard. Way back. He looks up. You can put it on the board. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Great. It's great. We sure would like a win by five or six, but, you know, you know, the way we've been going, we'll take any win we can get, and then, you know, eventually we'll ride that horse and keep on rolling and winning games without walk-offs. We'll see how that goes, but it's a lot of fun. We're getting back to that fun zone again.
Back to the fun zone?
I don't know what that means. Whatever. You know, there's a texter here that says about the kid who got hit by lightning playing Pokemon Go. I didn't say that he was walking around not paying attention. I said he was walking around playing Pokemon Go, got hit by lightning.
I think you did say something about not paying attention.
No, wasn't that the...
Because if he, it's not like... Ooh,
because he wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't be able to do anything. Like, if he's like staring for lightning, he's going to avoid it. But whatever.
Yeah, if you're paying attention, it's like, oh, I was able to just sidestep
that lightning.
I got right out of the way of that one just in time.
I've done that. I've avoided lightning before.
You haven't?
I have. I have cat-like reflexes, though.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Do you actually know anyone in your life who's playing Pokemon Go?
No. No, I would stop knowing them.
No,
whatever capacity.
Just, I know there are a lot of... Usually you've got somebody, and maybe it's because...
Do you?
No.
Oh,
no,
yes, I don't either. Other than you, I don't know anyone else that's playing it.
You know, we do have some other sports that are coming up, being very baseball heavy, but very soon there are going to be Olympic sports in action in the Southern Hemisphere down in Brazil, and a whole lot of stuff to watch. And usually what we do is we try to help people out with a strategy about how to figure out some of this stuff. And now this fits nicely with you. We are joined by Peter Nush, who is the Vice President for Product Management of Comcast Cable and one of the developers, perhaps the responsible developer of Xfinity TV on X1. And he is here on Sports Radio 670 to help you, the Olympic viewer, out with how to use technology to optimize your Olympic viewing experience. Peter, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So what does the Comcast customer need to know about everything at his or her disposal in viewing these Olympics?
Well, I think one of the most exciting things about the Rio Olympics is that we're going to have over 6,000 hours of content, every event available for our customers to view. That's amazing. That's an amazing amount of programming to watch. And so to help you do that, we have put a lot of tools in place in our X1 platform to help customers find and personalize the experience so that they never miss those athletes, those events that are most important to them.
And so how can an X1 customer personalize their platform so they can catch the things that they want to see?
One of the big, most foundational ways is to mark your athletes or your teams or your countries as your favorites. When you do that, when you tell us that they're your favorites, we will begin surfacing them in very easy-to-discover ways, and we will let you set reminders so that you can either be told on your television when it's time to tune in to watch your favorite athlete, or you can get a text message on your phone that says, go find a TV, your favorite country or your favorite sport is about to air.
How about how this works with other devices in viewing? Because I know there are a lot of people who won't, they'll get that reminder and say, okay, I want to actually see it right now and not have to go back home or go to my television.
Well, that's the amazing part. We have applications for iOS and Android devices, tablets and phones as well, where you can download and watch all of these events, either the broadcast events or the live streams that are coming out over the internet, right there on your device, wherever you happen to be.
All right, so Peter, I have X1 at home, and I love my Xfinity system. The X1 platform is fantastic. I think it's pretty cool the opportunities that Comcast is giving X1 customers to really get into the Rio Olympics on a different level than you have in the past. What kind of conversations or any kind of issues did you face or have with your people in putting these systems together when looking at some of the, like, the safety or danger issues with the Rio Olympics? Did that ever come into play in conversations at all? I know it doesn't affect viewing it, but that being a big part of the story with this year's Olympics.
Sure. I mean, I think with any event, a large scale event like this, especially one as global as the Olympics, you always make sure that you're taking precautions either with your field team that's there or as you're setting up equipment and so on. But I think we've been sort of pretty standard about it in terms of all of the policies and procedures we have in place. Generally, any event, not necessarily more so for something like Rio in particular. You just make sure you're making smart decisions and smart choices.
What about time shifting? There are some people who say, yeah, you can send me those notifications, but even knowing what's on right now, it just, my schedule won't allow me to watch it. How can you make sure that your customers are able to not just see what they want live, but in fact, when they want to see it?
So when you bring up the main menu for Xfinity, there is a Road to Rio content icon right there. When you go to the Road to Rio, it is a giant collection of all things Olympics, including the most recent highlights and replays of events that you just missed. So if you can watch it live, that's great. That's a wonderful experience. But if you miss it, you don't have to worry about it. We'll make sure that all of those key events and all of those major highlights are right there waiting for you when you get back.
All right, Peter, thanks for your time. And one last time, just so people understand, the X1 system, how can that impact people's viewing the Olympics? What can you guys do for them?
It takes the over 6,000 hours of content that's going to be available for the Rio event and make sure that you are able to find and watch just the ones you care about.
Sounds good.
Peter, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That is Peter Nush, the Vice President of Product Management for Comcast Cable. We have plenty more coming your way, and we can take phone calls, too. Did a lot of that yesterday. There are some strong feelings there. And there's also, for those who want to discuss Aroldis Chapman and what Tom Ricketts said this morning, and the Cubs really trying to run the, oh, we just signed a domestic abuser playbook, you know, because they have to, and they're a contender, and they're trying to win. And in professional sports, even sometimes the teams that you want to love unconditionally make you have to love them conditionally. And the Cubs are doing that. And if there are some feelings there that still need to be discussed, we're absolutely able to talk about that as well. 312-644-6767. You have WSCR, The Score.
Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by State Farm. Talk to an agent today. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM. What are the 2016 Bears made of? Find out as Bears training camp is about to begin. Our coverage starts tomorrow. Listen for all of your favorite Score shows broadcasting live. Bears reports from Zach Zegman, plus input from our Bears experts like Hub Arkish and more. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Our coverage brought to you in part by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
Quality standard for a community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers, sustainably raised stuff, whether it's the Japanese ramen noodles or wild-caught Alaskan salmon or heirloom tomatoes, you're going to get the best, and it's less than $10 per meal. Blue Apron comes right to you, shipped for free, all pre-measured with big, bright picture recipe cards to tell you how to make everything. These gourmet meals right there in your own kitchen, no matter where you are, everything is delivered to you. And they make just cool stuff. One of the ones on the menu right now is a brown butter cod with corn, shishito peppers, and purple potatoes. And the cod is based in a brown butter sauce, and they're really good in these recipes with acid balance and knowing how to use acids to bring out extra flavors and brighten flavors. And this has sherry vinegar in it. So there's a hearty side of sautéed vegetables. And if you've never had shishito peppers before, they're really fun because they're generally very mild, and they've got sort of an herbaceous taste to them. But every once in a while, you get one that's got a ton of heat to it, and you don't know. It's sort of like the pepper lottery. Sometimes you just get a Japanese shishito that's a little spicier than others, which is always fun. And then you get the fresh oregano in there. My mouth is watering again. And the purple potatoes, which are just terrific. So it's a really good-looking dish as well. It's a really good example of what Blue Apron can bring to you. And again, less than $10 per meal. Right now, it's even better than that. You can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Dan. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create these incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. It all comes right to you. It's all pre-measured, and you can do it. My kids can make these on their own now. blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise.